I hope that tape that I sent you, the first one, is all right, because I'm taping them on new tapes. You've got nothing for interference, and I'm running it on the right track. So you should be getting a loud and clear signal from me. And I hope that everything I'm talking about is something that is interesting to you. I seem to be getting further and further away. I'll probably sound like Cindy barking in the distance. Let's see, back to my home and household. Oh, I think I told you that the package came the last time that I, the last tape. Well, but not, hear that chopper going over? Banop was certainly pleased. I'm waiting till she makes some gowns. She probably won't make them for a while. It's too colorful. I don't know whether they'll wear them. Well, they're colorful. They have a lot of colorful clothes here. And I'm sure that when she gets them made, she wants you to see them. I showed her the pictures of you and the hat, and she said, she thought that I'd just get as far as Saigon and dump the hat. But she don't know me. I carried it as far as Saigon, and God damn it, I'm going to carry it the rest of the way from then on. Well, everybody around here looks pretty good. The little kids are getting ornery in hell, and I don't know. I think my job's going to be all right now. I'm afraid I'm going to have to take over the personnel and the paymaster job completely. So I just expect that that's going to be my pigeon from now on. We just have to let old Joe go, and I'll be hung up with this $1 million a month payroll and million piastres. And if I lose it, I'll lose it, I guess. I'll try not to. But we've got to make her operate, and so that might be the way the needle's going to point in the future. But I'm starting to wheel and deal again, and I think I'll be back in the saddle. Tomorrow I gotta take charge of the briefing for the support section. And the major I work with has gone to Saigon for an indoctrination course. So this is something else. I'll have to get on the stick real early and be the big wheel for some time. This puts me back to running air operations and all the decisions that's got to be made. I can't fluff it off. I'll be honey-swoggled. But I'm the guy that can handle it, and you told me that you sent me out here to do a job. So I'll do her, and I get my generator man all fixed up, and I hope that I can get these generators going. Well, let's see now. This is Tuesday, and you'll get this tape about, it'll probably be Friday there, and probably be your day off, so you'll be able to sit right down and send something back to me. And now, Comeo, you, I want you to say Chaomba William.
Chaomba William.
Chaomba William.
Chaomba William.
That's Comeo. She's These are the teenager that's the maid. She came in to get some toilet paper. In my room, I keep all the toilet paper locked up, all the paper towels. Whenever they want something, they gotta come in my room and get it. I do that because too many people take it home. Too many of the people that don't rate it, and it's hard to get toilet paper and enough for everybody. I keep all the soap powder in my room. I keep it under the sink in a box. I keep the whitening, what do you call that stuff? That's just soap, Purex, the Clorox. I keep all the Clorox locked up. Clorox, keep it locked up, and I just shut in my room. And then when they want some, they got some. We keep it in the lockers down in the kitchen. It disappears too fast. Well, let's see now. Ed Dillery's still out. I come in tonight, but I've had had chicken ready to fry. We're going to have fried chicken and French fries for supper, and I think that's pretty good. So we're waiting for Ed to come back from the refugee camp, and then we'll partake about 7:30 of dinner, I guess. It seems like we never get to eat till 7:30 or 8 o'clock anymore. I'm the only guy that can keep any hours. These other guys are gone haywire. But so much for that. If I can get my language lesson in at the right time and get your tape talked to at the right time, I'd have it made. I think everything's going to shape up, though. At least I feel like it. All I need is a little bit of time schedule and to play a little tennis. But it's been raining out here, and the season's just tapering off. We've had two beautiful days, clear days. But, boy, it gets hot right away when there are clear days here. And I ain't fooling. It gets real hot. And so these clothes I bought from Sears and Roebuck, I think, are going to be just too hot to wear. They're nice cloth, but they're kind of heavy. Maybe if the shirts were washed enough, if I had them, if I had them with you. Well, how's my cousins making out? All right, I hope. I guess, let's see, the 23rd, 20s, maybe Bobby had his sale out there, the 20th, it's just a week, I guess. And after his sale, he'll be moving into town, and they'll be building on their house. I guess you can go up there and watch them building. That'll be interesting. Bobby and Marge will be happy, I'll bet. You tell them all that. And I hope that your sister gets everything goes good and not too much sorrow in her family, and everybody's happy. That's what I hope tonight. But I hope most of all, baby, that you're bearing up, let's say. I don't know what else to say. That you're not hurting too much with this separation. Because I still see you there at that window as I'm looking out that airplane. I'm never going to ask you to do that again. I almost crawled off of that airplane and come back to you. Because when all them people left and you stand there alone looking out that window, I thought my heart would break. I thought my heart would break. Well, this message of love is supposed to heal anything that's broken about you. And if your spirits are down, there's old Carly coming to you with his spirits way up high, riding real high on the old shoulders of the good Lord. And he's looking ahead and smiling and say, there's nothing but green pastures out there for a couple of guys that have lived a half a century. And this rest of the half of the century looks real good ahead. And this little period right in here is where we get well, so to speak. So everything looks real good. Everything's working according to plan. And the big plan, the big overall plan that we had, is really working good and looks real good. If the cough don't get me. And so, honey, I think that we're doing the right thing, and I just feel so confident about it. So you just, if you're feeling blue or sad, just remember that I'm feeling kind of sorry for myself, because I need a little tender love and care, and I don't get it unless I give it to myself. And that's the only way I can get it from others, is to begin to think that I'm a good guy and make myself believe it, and then other people work along with me. That's the most amazing thing that I've ever run into in a thought process, is the fact that when I get depressed, it's usually me thinking what I am and what I haven't been and what I wanted to be and can't be. And actually, then I think everybody else is, then everything goes wrong. But when I think that I'm a good guy and I've got the good life and a happy wife and a beautiful wife that's got a home all for me, and before this tape runs out, I want to say goodbye, honey. I love you very much with all my heart. I think of you always, all the time. You're never out of my mind. You're part of my life. And I love you more than words can say. I think sometimes can project myself clear across the country to you. Anyway, if you feel some big warm feeling of love sometime, you...